This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Bang, bang. Okay, here's what the average morning scenario looked like for me before I learned how to keep my commitments. It's 5 a.m. I'm startled awake by the sound of sirens ringing so damn freaking loud that it feels like a fire truck is plowing through my brain. Then I realize that the sirens aren't coming from a fire truck. They're coming from the alarm clock app on my iPhone. I continue lying there, debating with myself about whether I should hit the gym or hit the snooze button. Of course, I end up choosing to tap the snooze button for just 5 more minutes of sleep, and 45 minutes later, I wake up, forego the gym, and head to work instead. Right? This is a pattern that continued on for longer than I care to talk about right now. And the thing is, though, you know, I really, really wanted to stop hitting snooze and start waking up earlier to work out, but I just couldn't, like, quote unquote, motivate myself to do it. So, you know, there I was, lying in my bed at the crack of dawn, alarm clock blaring, moment of truth dawning upon me. Should I wake my ass up and work out, or should I stay in bed and continue rationalizing to myself that I'd go to the gym after work, even if I knew I probably wouldn't? Most of the time, I'd end up lying in bed, you know, and going back and forth in my head about whether I should get up or not. You know, do I really have to work out right now? Do I really have time to work out and get ready for work afterwards? Will I get to work on time? What if I don't have the energy to push myself in the gym this early in the morning? Blah, 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 blah. Excuses, 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 right? Next thing I know, I'm back in La La Land. I'm snoozing away and, you know, until the last possible minute before I have to get my ass up and go to work. And of course, even though I tell myself that I'd hit the gym afterwards, I'd end up skipping almost every time, which was the whole reason why I decided to start working out early in the morning anyway, right? Because I wanted to get up early and crank out my workout beforehand so that I wasn't so wiped out after I got out of work that I couldn't even go to the gym anymore, right? So this was a scenario that freaking just continued on every morning. You know, I'd always say that I'm going to work out before I go to work, and, you know, because it'll feel good and I'll have more energy and, you know, I'll just get a jump start on the day and blah, 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 blah. And it didn't work out for me, right? It wasn't working out for me. And what I would do instead is just lie there, right? Either hit the snooze button or I would just lie there and just continue talking to myself saying, you know, should I do this? Should I not do this? You know, what if I don't have energy? What if, you know, I'm not as strong in the gym this early in the morning? And what if, it takes me, you know, what if the bathroom at the gym is dirty and I got to get ready there before work? And, you know, all these stupid excuses that don't make any sense, I would just come up with and rationalize, right? Because really what I wanted to do was just continue going to sleep, right? So here's how I changed that. We'll talk about how I managed to kind of turn this dilemma around and to develop the opposite habit, which was to consistently wake up and work out early in the morning, right? At 5 a.m. But first, real quick, let's talk about one of the reasons people don't get more done or do more of what they want in life. Why is it that we can get so pumped, so excited, so committed about doing something, but then end up neglecting it, right? Neglecting to follow through. So first and foremost, of course, with everything in life, right, there's lots of factors that come into play. But one of them happens to be the amount of energy that we absolutely continue to waste over and over again on decision making, right? We debate ourselves to death by asking last-minute questions that we should have already had the answers to. Like, should I go to the gym today or not? Or should I make the call right now like I'm supposed to? Or should I put it on my list of things to do later instead? Of course, it doesn't happen later, right? We should have already figured it out ahead of time, before that moment came when we were supposed to take action. What most people don't realize is this. Every time we think about something important or have to make a decision of some kind, we're imposing a psychological strain on ourselves, right? On our brains. And psychological strains like problem solving, critical thinking, decision making, et cetera, these are just as energy zapping as physical strains are, like running, weightlifting, and other intense, physical forms of exertion. So for example, every time my alarm clock went off at 5 a.m. and I started weighing my options, should I wake up and work out or should I keep sleeping, right? Every time I started weighing my options, asking myself questions like that, rather than getting up and going to the gym like I said I would, I was wasting away more energy than I would have if I just did what I said I was going to do, right? I was wasting more energy asking myself questions, debating with myself, arguing with myself than I would have if I just got up, boom, alarm clock goes off, get my ass up and go, right? Most people know what it feels like to like debate with themselves about things. You probably have already thought of a scenario where you start questioning yourself, where you start thinking about things that you said you were already going to do. Not even to other people necessarily, that you just made a promise you made to yourself, right? Maybe you were going to quit a bad habit. And then when it comes time that you want to, take a drink or, eat a plate of shitty food, you start thinking, maybe just this one time, right? And I'll start my diet again tomorrow or something like that. So, we have a tendency to like rerun the past, right? Over and over and over again in our heads. We freak ourselves out by projecting our fears into the future. We think about our decisions over and over and over again. And we fail to realize that this causes a major, massive energy crisis, right? We get wiped from thinking about things too much, just as wiped as we get from, again, physical exertion. We tend to think that we're low on energy oftentimes because we didn't eat enough or sleep enough. And this is obviously important, but there are other reasons, right, for being tired or foggy-minded or confused. And this thing called decision fatigue is one of them, right? So when does decision fatigue occur? It occurs when we deplete ourselves of willpower, right? When we waste our willpower by putting too much strain on our brain. And as it turns out, it really is possible to get just as tired from thinking too hard as it is to exert yourself too much, right? Through physically demanding things. But here's the thing, the same principles that apply to exercising our muscles, right, apply to the brain as well. So think about it this way. When we exercise and replenish our bodies, like by doing things like weightlifting or eating right and sleeping well, we build up muscle tissue, right? You work out, you tear your muscle tissue, and then you have good, clean, solid meals afterwards to rebuild that muscle tissue in hopes of it coming back bigger or stronger. And then you sleep to further replenish that muscle, right? To further help you gain more muscle or to give you more energy to get up the next day and hit it again. Right. So in the same way that we exercise physically, when we exercise and replenish our brain via reading or critical thinking, decision making and sleeping, of course, same as exercising physically, we also build up our mental muscles, right? In the same way we build up our physical muscles, we can also build up our mental muscles. And we do that by consuming information, learning about things and trying them out, experiencing those things. So our muscles get sore, right, after a workout. They need time for rest and renewal to recover. Brain's the same thing. Wouldn't be effective to hit the gym today and then work the same muscles you beat to death yesterday if you haven't recovered yet, right? If you crushed it in the gym yesterday and worked legs, for instance, you can't go back in there and be just as strong the next day because you'll oftentimes be too sore, right? Your muscles will not have recovered yet. So in the same respect, it doesn't make sense to keep running back the same decisions you made yesterday or last week or last year or whenever if you decided to do it, right? If you already decided to do something, then do it. It's like such a shame, right? When we waste our mental muscles replaying decisions that we've already made, bringing them back again into the present for further and further deliberation, thinking about it again and again and again. This is how something like I'll wake up at 5 a.m. and hit the gym, right? Something I said to myself that I'd do ends up turning into something like I'll wake up at 5 a.m. and hit the gym starting tomorrow, or I'll do it again, I'll do it next week, or I'll do it whenever, right? Of course, what ends up happening, right? We just punt these excuses to the next day and the next day and the day after that. And most of the time, we do this for what? For short-term convenience, right? So we're all susceptible to this type of like irrational behavior. We tend to get all pumped up, get all motivated and excited about new goals, new resolutions, and then the intensity kind of just somehow tapers away, right? Just a short while later. So how do we fix this? How do we stop breaking our own promises to ourselves? Start motivating yourself with what I call no matter what commitments. Check it out. So once I realized that I was wasting, I was just wasting all this energy thinking about things that I should have already decided on already, like waking up and working out, I started making a conscious, like deliberate decision, a conscious choice to stop screwing around, start keeping my own promises. I started calling them my daily no matter what's, okay? My daily no matter what's. From then on, I wouldn't say the words no matter what unless I absolutely 100% in my bones meant it. So here's how I define a no matter what commitment. So a no matter what commitment is a non-negotiable daily habit, right? So for example, when I said I'd start rising at 5 a.m. to hit the gym every morning, no matter what, that was it. From then on, I cut off any other possibility other than doing what I'd said I'd do. Alarm goes off, get my ass up. No thinking about it, no questioning myself, no arguing with myself. I get up and I go. And since then, what I've basically done is, I found that effective. It's just one simple technique, okay? It doesn't mean that it's the end all be all. It's not like a magic bullet. Of course, there's plenty of different things and habits and disciplines that go into maintaining a commitment with yourself, but just a no matter what commitment, just I find that tacking on those words, no matter what, because they matter to me, those words, my words matter to me, they mean something to me. And so if I say no matter what, I attach a lot of heavy like baggage to those words. You know what I'm saying? So if I say I'm going to do something no matter what, that's a big deal to me. That means I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about some of my own personal no matter what's, okay, that I routinely hit on a daily basis. Here's my current list. Number one, I'll wake up and work out. 5 a.m., get up, immediately hit the gym. After that, my next no matter what is a nature walk. I just take a 15 to 20 minute stroll outside. I breathe in the oxygen. I practice gratitude. I visualize a successful day. And then as soon as I'm done with that, I'll go inside. I'll make green juice. I fire up my Breville juicer. I'll make a liter of green juice to drink throughout my morning while I'm working. After that, I sit down. I'll read for at least an hour. And then, and only then, do I start, cracking open my MacBook and planning my day. Or I'll crack open my notebook, my journal, and I'll write down the three most important goals or next actions for the day. Most of the time, I'll already have them written down for the night before. And so the first item on my list, by the way, of three main things, most important things, is usually the only like work-related no matter what commitment. So in other words, it's the one most important thing that must get done regardless of whatever else happens, right? The other two, those are important too, but I won't feel like I'm behind or I'm letting myself down or I'm slow or whatever, or not being productive if I don't get to them today, right? Because my number one priority for that particular day, you know, it could take a little bit longer. You know, I estimate how long it's going to take, and it could take a little bit longer, it could take a little bit less, but usually, you know, it takes a healthy chunk of time to get that done. Maybe it's writing something, maybe it's, you know, having, putting together a summary at Flashbooks. Maybe it's, you know, more recently it was interviewing a bunch of, new potential hires over at Flashbooks. Maybe it's catching up on, maybe it's doing a project. I don't know. Maybe it's whatever it is. It's, if it takes longer, I don't worry about it. I get it done. Right. And then I have those additional two things to get done after that. But I don't feel like crap if I don't get to them. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically, those are my morning, no matter what's okay. And then, my right after that, right after crush the day, which is what I, my no matter what, which basically just means to start planning my work and then to begin working. Right. And that usually goes on between the hours of 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Okay. And sometimes a little bit longer, sometimes a little bit less. But this is when I work on my most important goals for this week. Right. That's when I push forward the most important things that I need to get done between that time block, the crush it time block. Right. Crush the day. So, and then after that, I'll just do admin related stuff, you know, stuff that doesn't require my, you know, most, creative abilities, my peak performance time, like when I'm really alert, right? So I'm a morning person now, and I have been for several years now. And like what I'll do is what I've realized about myself is that I get the most done. I'm most effective between the hours of like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. and into the sort of mid-afternoon time, right? And then after that, I start powering down. So what I'll do is I'll just like do my most important things, the things that really require my full energy, my full attention, my full thinking capability, my full, you know, just that require more of me. I'll do that early. I'll do that the earlier, the better, right? So it's a good habit to develop if you know, don't really have a habit or don't really know about what kind of time periods that you perform your best at. And by the way, there's research now out, which I can't remember where it came from right now, but you might want to look into it. It's people perform their best between the hours of 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. So give it a shot if you haven't. Think about starting to do that or try it out. But so basically, if my highest energy time is early, my lower energy time, obviously, when I start powering down, is towards the late afternoon, right? And so that's when I'll do the stuff that, you know, management related stuff. I'll do emails at that time, like after 2 or 3 p.m., once I finished my most important things. I'll do, you know, I'll do phone calls at that time. I'll connect with people at that time. It doesn't, stuff that doesn't like require any of my, you know, critical thinking or creativity or, you know, just really like anything strategic. So I'll crank all that stuff out after 3 p.m. And, yeah, so then the rest of the day, I'll do whatever. I'll enjoy the day. I'll spend time with my wife, my daughter, friends, stuff like that. I'll go outside, just different stuff, right? So leisure time. And then, around 9, 10 o'clock, I'll start reading again, probably. I'll plan and envision the next day. And one cool thing that I started doing was that I asked myself, you know, what's the best thing that happened today? And I'll just answer that. If you know, you've always wanted a journal and you don't journal, you know, that is like sit down and actually take the time to write out your entire day, why not just write a sentence at least, right? Some days I'll want to journal out like a bunch of stuff. So I journal every day, right? And I write it down with my hand, a pencil and my Moleskine. I don't do it on the computer. I just there's something about journaling that I like to, where I like to just kind of have a pencil and write it down physically, interact with the paper. And it really helps you kind of formulate your thoughts, think about things, get grateful about stuff. And on days that I don't want to take the time to journal or don't feel like it, I'll just write down one simple sentence for answering the question, you know, what's the best thing that happened today? That's it. Try it out. You might like it. So a couple other things. Let's talk about a couple more quick things about no matter what commitments. So they won't work if you don't work them. One thing to keep in mind when you're creating your own, like, no matter what's, is simply this. You've heard me say it before. You'll hear me say it again. The quality of your life depends upon the quality of the meaning that you give it, right? So think of it this way. Different words mean different things to different people. So for instance, when I hear the phrase bungee jumping, right, it gets me pumped up. It gets me excited because I love going bungee jumping. But when my wife hears the phrase bungee jumping, she totally freaks out because she hates bungee jumping, right? So we have different associations or meanings to bungee jumping. And in similar vein, the words, no matter what, like I said before, they mean a lot to me, right? To me, when I say no matter what, I'm making a personal promise to myself, right? And I don't break promises. So be mindful of that when you're, you know, making your no matter what's, when you're creating them. And if you can keep your own promises to yourself, it'll be even easier for you to keep your promises to other people too. You know, because if your word doesn't mean anything to you, then how could it mean anything to anyone else? Next item is to keep in mind that you want to organize this. This will really like crank up your no matter what commitments. You want to talk about how to maintain fulfillment in the long term. Organize your commitments around the four basic human needs, right? One of the things I like to do is arrange my no matter what's around the four basic needs, right? Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, right? So if we want to be healthy, fulfilled in our lives, we've got to make sure that we've got each of these buckets in check, right? That said, again, when I design my commitments, I make sure that I hit all four of these needs at least once. For example, just for the morning, no matter what, I've got, you know, waking up and working out, that hits my physical dimension, my physical need for health and wellness. After that, I'll go outside, I'll do my nature walk, right? And that's when I get grateful. That's when I visualize my day. That's when I just kind of breathe in the oxygen and just go for a nice stroll and just kind of detach, not think about too much, just walk, right? And that hits my mental dimension, because I'll visualize what I want towards the end of my walk. I'll visualize the day as if it were already done and it was successful, right? I'll visualize my goals. So that's towards the end of the walk. The beginning of it starts off with me just not thinking about much, just kind of just strolling, breathing. And then slowly towards the end, after I go through my grateful phase, I'll just jump into visualizing what I want in life and feeling grateful for it as if it had already happened, right? So that hits my mental dimension. And then it also hits my emotional dimension because, you know, gratitude just fills me up with this emotional flood, right? Of happiness and feeling or feeling good. I'm feeling grateful and loved and fulfilled. And then that also kind of ties into the spiritual dimension. You don't have to have any specific religious affiliation to tap into a spiritual dimension, right? It's just a matter of oftentimes just simply feeling grateful about things, about your life, about the fact that you can walk and the fact that you've got clothes on your back and the fact that you've got a roof over your head and fridge and food in your fridge. That's something most people don't have, right? Around the world, that's something most people don't have. By the way, around the world, if right now you're making over 34 G's a year, then you are in the top 1% of the population globally. So, you know, even though that doesn't sound like much to us here in the West, in the United States, it's a lot to somebody, a villager in Africa, right? Who doesn't have a penny to his name, who literally is still hunting for food, you know? So there's always something you can be grateful for, that you can get grateful for. And so then after my nature walk, then I'll jump back into my physical dimension. And I'll hit that again by making green juice, replenishing my system, putting some good stuff in there. After that, I'll jump back into my mental dimension by reading, right? Feeding my mind. And then the fifth part is planning my day and then crushing it, right? That's my mental, physical, emotional, that'll tap into, you know, all of my dimensions usually. And so at this point, you know, even before I've started my day, I set myself up for success because I've already tapped into all four of my dimensions. Even if I tap into them, to each one a little bit, I kind of touch on all four of those basic human needs, right? That if one were missing, you would feel kind of empty. You'd feel like a void a little bit. So that's really, really important too. Organizing your no matter what commitments around your four human needs. And the other piece is preventing failure by using backups and alternatives. Okay, so this is good. Check it out. It takes me about 30 to 40 minutes, right, to make my green juice. I've got to wash all the veggies. I got to run them through the juicer. I got to dispose of the big bucket of excess pulp. And then finally, I got to take the juicer apart. I got to rinse it out. I got to take apart all the individual parts and I got to like dry it and put it back up. Right? I usually don't mind doing this, but when I'm pressed for time, right, it presents a problem. And that's when I break out my powdered green drink. Booyah. It's not the same as juicing my greens fresh or anything, but it's the next best thing. Plus, it helps me maintain my no matter what commitment of making green juice and drinking it every morning, right? Because that's really important to me. And that's what I call a backup commitment, backup no matter what. And then I've got a backup for my daily nature walks. Sometimes instead of going outside for a nature walk, I'll decide to meditate for 20 minutes as an alternative to walking outside. And some days I'll even, if I'm really feeling it, I'll do both, right? And I've even got a backup for the gym, right? So this is sort of a backup, sort of an alternative. What I like to do is, you know, most people, they'll schedule one or more off days from the gym, right, where they rest, during which they don't work out. I don't do this. Instead, what I'll do is I'll plan my workouts on a 7-day-per-week cycle, but I only anticipate working out on 6 of those days, right? 6 days a week. I plan for 7 days, but I only anticipate working out for 6 of them. And I do this because it's almost inevitable for something, at least in my life, unexpected or important or urgent to come up at least once a week that kind of makes it difficult for me to get to the gym, sometimes impossible to get to the gym. So, and since I've planned my fitness routine accordingly, according to this kind of thing that I've noticed in my life where something unexpected or important or urgent inevitably comes up at least once a week, because I've planned accordingly for that, I don't get bent out of shape, right? When I need to take an off day for whatever reason. So the purpose here of having a backup or alternative, right, to your no matter what commitments is to help you maintain integrity with yourself, right? So in other words, when you decide that, you know, from now on, you're going to do XYZ thing, no matter what, you'll be able to pull it off even if something unexpected comes up. You know what I'm saying? So question for you. What have been some things in your life that were like so important to you physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that you have had to handle them no matter what? What's so important to you that you need to handle it no matter what? How about today? What's something you said you were going to do no matter what when you walked out the door this morning? Did you do it? Are you going to do it? Or are you going to, or did you already end up in a scenario that was kind of like the one that I described earlier about my problems with getting up in the morning and developing a good solid morning routine, right? Do you have something in mind right now that you know you want to do but can't seem to get yourself to do because you keep arguing with yourself, because you keep debating with yourself? Don't waste so much time, so much energy putting yourself in decision fatigue, thinking about whether you should do it or not do it or whatever. Don't waste so much time doing that in decision fatigue that you end up losing before you even get started, right? Decide to do what you want to do once and for all. And then just do it. Just do it. You don't need to start committing yourself to a long list, right? You don't need to make a bunch of commitments, right? For me, my only commitment, my first no matter what commitment, was just to get up at 5 a.m., right? And I just worked on that. Get up at 5 a.m., exercise. Get up at 5 a.m., exercise. Right, I had already before that developed a habit of exercising. I was just doing it later on in the day. So I wanted to change that from later in the day, from the evening, to early in the day, right? First thing. And so that was my main thing, my main habit that I wanted to form. So I attached no matter what to it. I made it a no matter what commitment. That was my only one. I worked on that over and over and over again until it became a normal routine, until I ritualized it, until it was automatic for me, until it was a habit, right? And only then did I start adding other things to my routine that were new, that were different, that I hadn't already been doing, you know? So don't like start a no matter what commitment or list of no matter what commitments like that are all new, right? If you do that, you'll probably overwhelm yourself and the whole thing will backfire. And unless, of course, you've already developed habits, right, and you want to add them to, they're important enough to you that they're already a routine, you just want to create a no matter what list of commitments that, you know, just that you want to just go over on a daily basis, kind of like a checklist, for instance, right? But if it's new to you, then pick one thing, right, that you want to begin doing on a daily basis, no matter what, and deliberately decide to commit yourself. You want to exercise every day, no matter what? That's great. Do one push-up today, do another tomorrow, shoot for three the day after that, and then keep building from there, right? So again, the secret to success, if there is a secret, it's not a secret. It's just the power of habit, right? Powerful habits can't be developed overnight. You know this. Habits are only developed when we take small steps daily. So deliberately decide what you want, then begin by taking just one step in the right direction every single day, no matter what. Before you know it, you'll be living like you give a damn.